it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. And earlier, I get credit to Lopez. He's our correspondent when it comes to this. Because he broke the news of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, I guess, officially engaged.
They are. They're over there
on the
sales side.
The
they are legitimately out of their offices talking about this right now.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, too, because we got an email. We got an email from the big boss, and it says this. Team, I realize it's going to be hard for many to work this afternoon after hearing the news of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's engagement. I know we have been eagerly waiting for this announcement and now entirely freaking out. Take some deep breaths. For those who celebrate, we are kicking off an hour of Taylor Swift on Mix 96.5. Salute to Mix 96.5 over there.
And I see you, Kix Rocks. Kix Rocks on the YouTube said, all right, I'm out. So you're going over to Mix to catch the... I see you.
Look, I'm switching the music. I was going to ask y'all this. How would y'all feel if I came up with a proposal? If we play nothing but Taylor Swift during the breaks, would you like to play that, do that? Or listen to the regular commercial breaks featuring the law firm of Eric Dick.
Give me T-Swift.
See, at first I was, actually, I'm still going to go with the commercials because I like
you
getting
You can't do
paid.
Taylor Swift for...
Give me T-Swift.
It's about three, maybe one and a half songs throughout the break.
No, I can listen to Taylor Swift if I need to. I usually don't, with no disrespect to her. It's just
713-572-4610. What y'all want to do?
But me personally, I'm invested in the money that come in from these advertisers. You got to understand
but
that.
But let's say you get the money, too. You still get the money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Taylor Swift all throughout the commercial breaks.
Yeah, man.
And then we come back like a regular show.
Yeah.
Or the regular commercials featuring Eric Dick.
Give me T-Swift.
There's a couple of T-Swift songs that I do rock with for sure. So, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. Okay. Boy, dude, they are bouncing off the walls in this building.
Yeah.
They are
yeah.
bouncing off the walls.
It's crazy.
It is.
It's crazy. Salute to them. All right, so I didn't even, speaking of bouncing off the walls, a lot of people have been bouncing off the walls over this, and I ain't really give a damn, if we want to be brutally honest, but Cracker Barrel decided to do a little rebrand with their logo.
They took the dude off.
Yeah.
And the barrel.
And the barrel.
The barrel, they took the dude off. I think they're going to change up the insides too, maybe paint the walls white, they try to brighten it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, a lot of people are very upset upset over this.
Yeah.
And they were so upset to the point Cracker Barrel had to make a statement.
Oh, really?
Yep. They released a statement over this. They said, I guess, in a statement titled, "Our promise to you. The company acknowledged the criticism and pledged to retain Uncle Herschel," who was the guy that was on.
Oh, he had a name?
Yeah. I didn't even know it was a real guy. I'm shocked he even got a name. But they pledged to retain Uncle Herschel's image and his branding, including on menus, road signs, and in-store display, but not on a new logo. And I guess if everybody is worried, I guess everything else is going to stay the same. The food going to stay the same and all that stuff. They're not changing anything on the menu. But people was really upset about this. Me personally, I didn't really care. To me, the logo kind of reminded me of the Super Bowl graphic, the new Super Bowl graphic, where it was just kind of plain. But it seemed like that's where we're going when it comes to branding.
Someone said, bring back the segregation thing. here's the thing is like the idea of like the country store vibe. I do understand that that was part of the charm, is the word that I'll use for Cracker Barrel. The thing about it is, I think the people that were upset thought that it was a very much that, when in all reality, I think that this is a less of that thought, and more was just, hey, Cracker Barrel as a corporation, as a business, their target demographic was probably getting older and older, and they were like, how do we make this younger? Well, let's make this clean and fresh and modern, and honestly modernize the building so that like the real estate becomes a lot easier, because there's not a way, if a Cracker Barrel has to close down, for you to sell that to another. What other company goes into that Cracker Barrel and is able to be like, this is our store that fits nicely in this? So I think that they were doing that. They just happened to catch people. Yeah. They decided that they wanted to be mad.
I didn't know a lot of people really liked the logo that much mad.
I don't know if they necessarily do. I think...
Well, the new logo is very unimaginative and bland. But let's be honest.
It is, but... I mean, I don't think... Not enough for me to be upset about it.
I don't think it was that big a deal. I think it's... This is as simple as, oh, you're changing something? I hate it. This is like, especially big stores, big restaurants. Rebranding is a huge risk. I don't care if it's Cracker Barrel or, you know, Landry's or anything that, you know, anytime you say we're making a change, people, the immediate reaction, the gut reaction is, oh, no, I hate it. I think it's as simple as that.
Oh, yeah, we terrible. We hate change.
Yeah.
Somebody said lies. They changed the hash brown casserole. I can't speak to I can't remember the last time I've been to Cracker Barrel, to be honest, although I do have fond memories of the food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's right. That hash brown casserole is really good, man.
Yeah.
That's a go-to.
It's been a while. I can't remember even. I remember being there, but not any specifics.
Yeah, yeah. They probably need to, what they need to change up is all that damn clutter when you walk in there, man.
They are, apparently. Yeah. I think
people want that. People want that throwback feel of the clutter.
Every time you go in there, you just all up in the way. A whole bunch of junk. It's like a hoarder.
Yeah.
Like a hoarder little house.
Yeah.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. I kind of want to do something. Maybe I'll do this once in a while, but right now I want to play a clip for y'all, and I just want to get y'all a live reaction to it. I'm not going to tell y'all what the clip is about or anything. I'm going to just play it and just raise your hand if you want me to pause it, all right?
I'm going to start by taking a piece of Wagyu beef and putting it into a bunch of honey. $200 in steak, $300 in honey.
Well, there's a pause. I was like, once I heard Wagyu beef, I was like, oh, this is the Lopez special. You got it, dog.
Wagyu beef does not need anything. And I'm out. Like if this were, you know, one of those shows, you know, and for that reason I'm out, you know, I'm already out. Well, he said Wagyu beef, and then he said he's going to put it in honey.
Yeah, $300 worth of honey, and it's a $200 Wagyu steak.
He's a big fat dummy. he's a big fat dummy. Stop it. I'm out right now. You can continue it for Reggie, but Wagyu, real Wagyu?
Look, I'm pissing off steak Twitter and barbecue Twitter at this point.
Don't forget, you already made mad Cracker Barrel Twitter, which I did not realize was happening until, what was it, the last week
But go
or so.
Ahead if you want to, but I'm out. Reggie might want to hear more.
The lid, put it on. Into the oven it goes. 45 minutes at 250. Take the lid off and look at that, you guys. Cooked a perfect 120 degrees internal. I'm just going to go ahead and take that out.
He said with a lid.
He dunked it in honey.
Yeah, he buried it in honey.
So
it was in
like
a
so he basically like
one of those steel pans, you know, the
like one of those little circular pans.
Yeah,
like a pot.
Yeah.
Let honey drip off. We don't need that much, and put it onto this rack. Go ahead while it's resting. Scrape off some of that excess honey because we don't need that much. Come with some black pepper, and then I have this volcanic salt from Hawaii. Sprinkle a little bit of that on there for flavor. Okay, it's been 10 minutes. We're going to come over here, throw this down onto the piping hot pan. We're going to let this cook up for 2 minutes. We're not going to need to put oil in the pan because look at all the fat oozing out of this steak. So we're going to go ahead and flip it.
Is going up through all this honey?
I'm like appalled and
offended. I'll retweet the video for the guys who actually want to see this.
They don't.
But
not if they
do
have,
it. Do it anyways.
Not if they have any taste buds.
Do it anyways.
Minutes. Look at that sear and crust, you guys. Don't mind this black stuff. That's just the crust or the burnt honey.
Burnt honey on
Don't mind
steak.
This black stuff, guys. It's just the burnt honey. Salt, why do you think that's a good idea?
Salt and pepper, period. And not even a lot of that. That's it.
Okay, it's been 2 minutes. We're going to take this off. Gonna set this down on the cutting board. Gotta cut into strips, so that's what we're gonna do right now. Cuts through like butter. Cooked perfectly, you guys, but we're not done yet. We're gonna come with a little bit more honey. Give it a little drizzle, and you can actually eat this with your hands. Just pick it up, and that's how you cook Wagyu and honey.
What were the comments like on this?
It was, he was kind of getting roasted a little bit.
Yeah. I imagine one of the comments was, Big Mama, your arm. Like, how much honey do you need, man? It's a steak.
Yeah, nah, it was a lot of honey. He just, like, buried it in the, buried the steak in the honey, man. I'm like, good Lord.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What was the point again? I forgot what we were doing.
I just wanted to get y'all reaction.
Oh, okay, cool. Gotcha. I was like, I feel like I'm supposed to be getting towards something. Nope. Mm-hmm. Just a weird way to cook a steak.
All right, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Have y'all been keeping up with the jackpot?
Oh, the Powerball?
Yeah, the Powerball. It is at an estimate of $850 million.
Have y'all ever been a part of one of them groups of people that are like, oh, let's all put in and buy tickets?
I'm glad you said that because I was about to ask y'all this. I was wondering if you guys were interested. I'm talking to just y'all two.
Just us two.
Yeah, all three of us. Would you be interested in doing a little pot?
Yeah.
And try to...
Oh, I thought you were going to stop there. I was like, no, officer, I would not.
No. Yeah, just get in and try to put in for a ticket. Yeah. And
How many lines are we going to buy? How many...
Hell, I don't know.
What are y'all talking? Y'all talk about some other things.
Pot, lines.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Yeah.
No, we're talking about the lottery.
You want to buy five? How much is it to buy five with the cash option and all that stuff?
Man, buddy, I don't know. I only play the lottery around this time when everybody hype it up.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, damn, I was talking to my wife this morning. She's like, I think we should play the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of got me thinking, would y'all rather do a little pot like this or play separately because we're a little stingy?
Nah, I'll share $850 million with you guys. I only need a couple million. Yeah.
I don't play
who going to hold the ticket?
I'll hold the ticket.
Don't trust him. Don't trust him. Sorry.
That brother going to take a retirement early.
Sorry.
Remember when Lopez was here?
Oh, we won. Let me call Lopez.
All of a sudden, man, it's been a while. Yeah, exactly. The number cool. you have called has been discontinued.
I see him at work. Next thing you know, we get an email.
Yeah.
John Lopez has retired. No longer works here.
Last seen in Brazil.
You pull up to his house and it's just empty.
Empty.
I'm sorry. My last Google search is, countries you cannot be extradited from.
Somebody said somebody from South Houston won yesterday. Really?
Oh,
really?
Is that so? Good for them.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think I was in on that ticket with him.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I bet he think that. I bet he gone right now.
Somebody said $3 each. All right. I feel like the odds are so, and I don't buy into
ridiculous.
The odds. So I don't ever do that. I would absolutely be the person who in the company, like if everybody put in, I'd be like, nah, I'm good. And then y'all win. And I'm just like, it's fine.
You would not be like that.
I honestly, really and truly, I made that decision. I got to live with it. There'd be a little bit of salt in the background, but it's cool. It's fine.
All right. I'll get y'all out of here on this. It's Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Have y'all ever been around somebody who was in prison, tell prison stories?
Oh, yeah. Like real prison you're talking
about. Yeah, yeah, real prison.
The big house.
Just, yeah. Like, I grew up around people who been to jail and all that.
I knew a couple, yeah.
And to me, I think it's one of the funniest things ever when they describing the situation in prison and how animated and all that stuff they be.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, it's a rapper by the name of Fat Joe who has a podcast with Jadakiss, who's another rapper. And I think this podcast is called Joe and Jada.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And here is Fat Joe talking about one of his prison stories. And see how animated he gets.
Quick, I got me an Italian chef. They had a chef down in the thing, Chef Junior. He make me homemade ice cream, mozzarella. They would steal the clams and even make me linguine and clam sauce, all type of shit. We were dumbing out, right? Then I got the guy. I got pick up a guy. I told you about Hong Kong's Mongolian. So in jail.
How you think the Hong Kong's Mongolian?
Because he was the guy nobody wanted.
What?
And so in jail, if you white, you with the white guys. You black, you with the black guy. You with the Spanish. He was a white guy that the white guys ain't want. But I saw him. He had that brute strength. So I said, my man, come with us, man. You eat with us. You with us. And I gave him a name, Hong Kong's Mongolian.
That didn't explain
and one day he comes up to me because the guy's partially slow. Oh, I mean, but he's just, no, he's not slow. He's just slow. He's a little bit off. He ain't go past second grade.
Damn, second grade.
Give him at least
sixth grade.
No, this guy take out 10.
Give him six, seven, this guy would take out
10, 20 guys. Like, the white guys was looking like, oh, shit. It gotta be something to this Fat Joe snatched up this guy, and I'm calling him Hong Kong's Mongolian. He's walking through. What's up, boss? Yeah. What's up? They looking like we made a mistake. We didn't recruit this.
He was like Shador. They let him go.
He went past all the drafts, and I seen the sparkle in him. I said, yo, this is Hong Kong's monkey. He come up to me one day. He said, boss. I said, what's up? He said, I just realized Hong Kong and Mongolia is two different places. I said, my man, shut the fuck up. Be happy I gave you a day. Get the fuck out of here. Okay, boss.
That story,
jail stories are so funny. I still don't understand the purpose of this story.
There wasn't a purpose. One, he started telling, basically acting like he was going to tell us the name, and ultimately he left it with, "You lucky I gave you a name, so there is no purpose."
Yeah,
for the
what
name.
Was the purpose of the name?
More questions than it answered. However, it was hilarious to listen to, and that's the purpose of the story.
It started out with a hell of a meal too. Yeah, like, well, what was going on with the meal?
He sounded like he was Pablo Escobar in jail, man.
And the best part is all that's probably. Half of that's probably lies.
Yeah.
He acted like he was running to jail, which he probably wasn't.
See, that's the thing about jail stories, man. Like, you'd be thinking like, damn, all of that's happening?
Yeah.
I remember some homeboys calling me from prison, and it sounded like they were having a blast.
Yeah, they weren't.
I'm like, no, seriously, they were in there yelling and having fun and laughing. He said somebody was playing a video game. I'm like, video game? He was calling from an iPhone. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy, yeah, but
you don't want to go.
I don't know what to say to any of that, but thank you for doing it. That's the mixtape right here in the Loop on Sports Rails. Did not anticipate Fat Joe's prison story. All right, wow. You never know what you're gonna get in the mixtape, but it's always gonna be fun. Appreciate you, Fig, at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something mixtape worthy that he'll throw in here. All right. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. Where do we stand with the 53-man cut down as of right now? We'll get into it next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.